Hello there, and thanks for tuning in to my latest little ramble through life. My name is Ruchi, and you know what? Taking control of your life can be unnerving. Now, I've had the privilege to watch a friend of mine take big steps in taking control of their life. Their growth over the past year has been quite amazing as they took control in all the priority areas of their life. I found it inspiring to witness the strength, control and change in them. And we were recently chatting and bashing around thoughts over the journey so far. How it's a multi-phased ongoing experience. And for her, she had now established those firm foundations, discovering herself and taking control in the areas of life such as health, family, relationships, her whole approach to life, lifestyle, spirit and work. Her life had been decluttered and is moving forward with momentum. But as the journey progresses, it can be daunting, unnerving, it can be unsettling. Once those foundations are laid, there can come a point when suddenly realization dawns that you really do have control. After all, achievements so far prove it. But it can be unnerving, suddenly realising that life in front of you lies there now for you to do something you wish with it. Suddenly there are possibilities, suddenly there are opportunities, and the control lies with you. I remember many years ago, when I was a teenager and had just passed my driving test. All that talk about how life would change, would be so much better once I could drive. So the effort and the actions taken, and suddenly I'm sitting there, driving license in hand, sat in the driver's seat of a car. The view out of the windscreen presented open space, those possibilities, opportunities. Engine started and it suddenly hit me. Well, what do I do now? Where shall I go? I think in the end I just drove around, no particular destination, no particular direction. And suddenly, finding myself in total control. It was scary. Those decisions that I was making behind the wheel were now down to me. But over time, naturally, that just becomes a subconscious action that we routinely do and we're unaware. You know, suddenly recognising that you are in control of your life, ready to now build on those firm foundations and to grow, can leave you feeling uncomfortable and uncertain. Needing to keep the momentum going, but with that open space in front of you, which direction you choose can also make you feel confused. All this change can be challenging. Change can be scary, it can create fear. I mean, that's our default reaction conditioned over the years. So when we are moving from an aspect or aspects of our life which for all that time had actually proved a certainty of outcome, albeit in these cases continued discomfort, now moving towards something new and fresh, it can present uncertainty, prompting those feelings of discomfort and fear that we now need to break free from. Change presents opportunity. It presents growth and evolution of your own self. So, when we now find ourselves then in a position to consider what now to introduce or build into our life, it's important to allow ourselves time to come to terms with what actually we have achieved so far, pausing to recognise how we have managed to lay those firm foundations, our strength and focus, and then what we now want to build. being conscious enables us to then make committed decisions. But panic of suddenly being in control can prompt us to then unconsciously revert to the old ways of thinking, that default mode of thinking. But then we end up tackling new possibilities and new opportunities with the old head, that old way of thinking, which we know won't work because it's not now appropriate. So that fresh mindset and those new pathways of thinking, right, need constant nurturing to grow stronger and become established, to then, over time, become the new default. Faced with the freedom to make your own decisions about your life every day, to have control over who you are, can be and do, it can be a bit like stepping into the open air for the first time. Nervous small steps which, if panic or fear takes a grip, can result in stepping backwards again, retreating, grabbing onto what has been familiar to you, the old ways of thinking, feeling and doing, which haven't served you well. The sense of freedom and control now lying firmly in your hands could result in you freezing, a sense of vulnerability as you find yourself in this new world. But because it's something new, how we manage it is then key. Not with the old tools of life. We now have a fresh set now. So view it as not freezing, but pausing to take stock, pausing to plan the next phase. See it all as an adventure and you are the explorer. Have a rummage in life and discover new things. Try them out. The freedom allows you to spread your wings now and show the real you. Don't panic and immediately rush to fill your life once again. You may just end up filling it up with the first things you see, or rush to end up grabbing back what is historically familiar to you. Continue to grow stronger with small steps, steady steps. Pace yourself. This enables you to manage your thoughts and feelings as you go along. That self-awareness and self-management becomes a driver of direction. Reframe the confusion and uncertainty into an adventure of discovery. That curiosity we had as children, allow this to resurface. See things as new opportunities and experience, and as a way of discovering new feelings and reactions. A bit like try before you buy. Enjoy the moment, enjoy each moment. Just like the sudden freedom to breathe once again. Go for it. Well, that's all for now. Take care, and I really hope you join me again soon for my next podcast. Ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.